Always avoid payment holidays. Once you've been paying off a credit card for a while, you might be offered a payment holiday. You'll get a letter saying that since the company knows it's difficult for some families around Christmas, they're offering you a month off from paying as a special present. Why would they do that? Offers of payment holidays typically have a very high acceptance rate. People think it's great that they can take a month off from the stress of paying back debt. What they don't usually realize is that these holidays aren't a present at all, they're a great money spinner for the credit card company. How can letting me off paying earn them money? Well, that's where the trick comes in. If you read the small print, you'll find that the payment holiday isn't interest-free. Sponsored debt consolidation service. That might feel a little hard to grasp, so here's an example. Let's say you are paying back $1,000 of debt at 1.5% per month. Your minimum payment each month is 2%. If you pay the minimum for all 12 months of the year, then you will pay back $233.51 and owe $941.62 at the end of the year. Your debt has been reduced by $58.38, and you've lost $175.13 in interest. With the payment holiday, though, you pay 2% per month for only 11 months. That's $217.80, and you owe $960.55 at the end of the year. Overall, you paid $37.86 for your payment holiday from a payment of about $20. In other words, your month off cost you almost 2 months of payments. Don't worry if you don't understand all the maths involved here, it's been deliberately designed by mathematicians and marketers to be as confusing as possible, to stop you working out what a bad deal you're getting. If it sounds too good to be true, in all things in life, remember that no one gives you anything for nothing, least of all credit card companies. Anytime they offer you anything, it's because they're going to make a profit on it.